wandering around the alleys in the avenues of the Gadget Show Live, and I see another familiar shirt from the Open University on a stand I didn't even know was here. I just see the words Gadget Hall of Fame emblazoned above our heads and some really nice retro tech. We need to remember where all our innovations, creations and technological advancements have come from. And you, sir?
Yes.
What's your name?
I'm Bob McQueen.
Bob McQueen. You actually worked on the television programme that many of us were hooked on. Last year, was it now?
Yes, I think in fact, it was made the year before, but shown last year on
Electric
Four.
Dreams.
Electric Dreams, yeah.
And, of course, Gia Gia on Twitter played a pretty good part in there in doing a lot of research.
Yeah, indeed. And there was a lot of research done throughout the OU, and we backed up all the material that was on there, viewing the rushes and critiquing it and making sure they got their facts right.
Excellent. So that was mainly that was going to be my question. What was the Open University's role?
Yeah, most of it was from the academic who was inputting into the scripts, and then from people like myself who were viewing the content, looking at the viability of it, finding the articles. In fact, I made the contact with the Computing Museum, which is the behind this show. Wow. And Jason was who runs it has really said from that has come an awful lot of work with TV companies, films and everything. So really we set him on the road to fame in the media. But he was able to supply amazing gadgets for the whole of the 70s, 80s and 90s.
What's your job title then? What do you do within the Open University?
Well, at present I'm just a humble AL really, an associate lecturer. But I was working part-time with the OBU as an executive there, a production executive, for six 9 months, covering for somebody who was off due to illness. And I have done various roles with the Open University. I was a needs assessor with the assessment centre down there.
All kinds of stuff. What do you teach now?
I'm on two design courses, U101, commonly known as LOLA, a first level new design course, and T211, which is a second level design course, which I've done from its inception. And that's, I suppose, another 2 or 3 years for that one to run.
Fantastic. And you get to go on freebies like this, where you get to work all day, but you get to hang around gadgets.
Yeah. And hang around gadgets and gadget people and get sore feet and
incredible array of stuff here, from C5s to digital cameras, which I remember were probably in the thousands of pounds when they first came out, with less than a megapixel. Is there anything here that you're particularly fond of? Something that kind of sticks out in your mind as a retro gadget close to your heart?
I guess the early Apple down there, being a bit of a Mac person.
It's funny how many people into gadgets and technology are Mac users.
I know, it's a secret society, and and if you work for the OU, you have to be even more secret.
Really?
You
know? Is it shouted down?
Well, we don't get exactly supported on the Mac platform.
Hey, hang on. What happens if you access the Apple Store from inside the Open University's perimeter? You get good discounts, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm. But then you can get it with your in the shops if you've got...
If you've got your card with you.
And you can prove you've got an AC address.
Ah, fair enough. Remember, I need to speak to Matt, who's behind the camera. I suddenly found the need for an Open University email address.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything with AC, get yourself an account, and be a student, sign up, get one.
Actually. Well, I've been learning quite a lot off the record today, undocumented, about some courses which have definitely pricked my imagination. We're going to have a look at some of these retro gadgets right now. I want to say
some good courses on the back of here, of course. Yeah,
obviously, that doesn't come across in audio.
Short level ones.
Oh, 10 interesting. So 10 points. So yeah. Energy measurements at home. Very eco at the moment. Yeah, so you can actually monitor your
and
usage.
And I believe they get a monitor with it.
That's right. I think I saw this on the website. If you sign up for the energy measurements at home course, you get sent all the tech needed you to be able to monitor how much you're using. Yep. And, of course... it's important nowadays for us to see. When I plug one into my... Yeah. Oh, my giddy aunt. I started going around the house flicking all kinds of stuff off.
Yeah, I figured, though, that the only way to save energy is get rid of the kids.
get rid of the kids.
Yeah, I've got two kids, and when they come home, and all the computers go on, and the games machines go on, and the lights go on, and they never go off when they go to the room,
well, I've seen...
then the energy really soars, yeah.
Well, if you get some cheap plastic cameras and stick them around the house, tell them that they're part of a TV series where they have to pretend they're in the 1920s, and you take away all the gadgets. That's another way.
Yeah, I don't think it'd work. I think they'd nick my gadgets, that's all they'd do. I'd have to nail the door shut. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting well into solar technology now. I'll be interested to see if there's some kind of a solar technology-based course cropping up at the OU, because it's getting...
Yeah, I'd be in on that one, because actually I've just had a survey done to go solar on my roof.
Really?
Unfortunately, I'm in a conservation area, and it's proving I've got to through...
You're joking!
Well, you can do it, but you've got to go through a few hoops.
Yeah. They shouldn't be making going off the grid solar power difficult.
It's crazy, isn't it? And they're offering, of course, you can sell your electricity now in.
Yes.
And with a new buyback, it's incredibly efficient.
I saw that in The Guardian, I think. There was a great article on how much money you can get back now, and it's actually economically viable to do
Absolutely, it is. Yeah, you get something like £1,000 or so a year coming back in, paid to you. Against your
having solar.
That's fantastic. I mean, you've got to pay up like $14,000 or
something. Yeah, but it used to be 30 years to pay it off.
Absolutely.
Now we've brought that right down.
9 years, I reckon, you pay it off. And in the meantime, you're getting free.
And then after 9 years, woohoo!
Absolutely. And of course, the one thing people forget is if it's used where it's generated, loads of efficiency.
Totally.
None of those losses. That's
one thing
that never comes in. You never see that publicised.
And you'd be sleep sweeter at night with a clear conscience.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Obviously, it's not high on your agenda.
Actually, I did tutor the sustainable energy course, the 30-point course, which finished last year.
That's a big course.
So it is close to my heart, yeah. Oh. I was joking a bit. I've got the wood burner, and I ride my bike most of the time. So
good work.
And I came here by train.
Yeah, we did as well. Thank you very much, Bob. You've opened my eyes.
Good.
Thank you.
Right, thanks a lot.